This week in the Missouri Senate, we review more about a public safety measure that could be revitalized next year.
We had a retired law enforcement officer murdered in front of a building that was just trying to protect his friend's business.
A piece of legislation that came through the Judiciary Committee and made national news.
At the beginning of November, we told you about Senate Bill 26, a measure that relates to public safety. This proposal is now state law. Part of this new law includes portions of another measure from this year's regular legislative session, Senate Bill 66. Overall, Senate Bill 26 relates to public safety. In it, from Senate Bill 66, is language covering local law enforcement budgets, offenses ineligible for probation, and vandalism. Senator Rick Bratton of Harrisonville sponsored Senate Bill 66 this year.
We've seen all over the nation the uprising, the unrest, and the lawlessness that's occurred, and this bill directly attempts to extinguish the flames of that sort of behavior. And defunding the police, unlawful assembly, and criminalizes those who want to stop traffic. A lot of other provisions that ensure that the public at large is safe while people are also able to continue to express their First Amendment rights, but in a peaceable manner and not a rioting and disruptive manner.
Senator Stephen Roberts of St. Louis is one of several senators who stood against this proposal.
Its proposed language allows the use of deadly force against protesters and protects drivers who hit peaceful protesters with their vehicles. This bill also places restrictions on local governmental policing budgets and limits freedom of assembly. I want you to know that I firmly stand against this bill and will do everything in my power to stop any legislation which so egregiously strips us of our civil liberties.
Senator Bratton adds his goal was not to end the right to protest.
We have a right to protest. We don't have a right to inhibit people's movement and their freedom to express their rights as well.
Senator Roberts says he believes COVID-19 has to stay in focus.
While I understand that small businesses and all Missouri citizens have struggled through this pandemic, we cannot encourage vigilante justice and the restriction of our civil liberties. Missouri's focus right now must be on halting the pandemic.
There may be a move to get those provisions of Senate Bill 66 that did not become law this year into legislation for next year's regular legislative session. Pre-filed legislation for the 2022 session started to receive official bill numbers for next year on December 1st. Since this will be the second regular session, bill numbers will take up where this year's ended. Missouri senators are allowed to initially pre-file three measures and are done so based on seniority. Here, senators are free to pre-file as many new bills as they wish. The second regular session of the 101st General Assembly will begin on Wednesday, January 5th. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.